This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. As always, we're speaking for the CEO of a private equity funded company or a startup. And the discussion today is about projecting earnings. And this also came to us, one of our great listeners, Annie Paulson, asked us the question about why are public companies sort of so damned when they miss earnings, but they don't get that much of a pop when they make earnings. And we'll talk about this from a public company perspective, but also from a private company perspective, where I think it's very, very applicable. From the public company perspective, you've got most of the positives is already built into the stock, particularly in a market where treasury rates are low and where people have been putting assets into the market versus treasuries because there's been no alternative to the market. So that's every good thing's already priced in. So then when you have a surprise in earnings, things get dinged horribly. And so what does this mean? This means, again, when you're so excited about investing in a specific company, you better do deep due diligence of that company. I was a big, not a big proponent. I'm a huge fan of Amazon as an investor. I invested, of course, early, but then I invested in very late. The later investments have not done so well. Again, they had a couple surprises earnings, and that went in the wrong direction significantly, went down 20-25% very quickly. Now it's recovered some of that. But the concept is, as a public company, and this is very similar to a private company CEO, and this is where we'll connect the dots in a second, is if you overproject what you're going to do or project positively or optimistically, the market's already going to buy that all in. And so what the market hates is surprises. And so when you have a negative earnings situation, things go in the wrong direction, you get punished for it badly. As a private equity CEO, this is where I think this is fascinating. You get positively encouraged to project well. Projecting well leads to better recapitalizations, it leads to better auctions, it leads to better sort of debt financing and everything, and it leads to happy sort of like private equity partners around the table. Now the downside is, when you're encouraged too hard to project well, when things get tougher or debt gets tighter or the business goes in the wrong direction, you end up in trouble. I've seen this very specifically, particularly where companies make bet the farm acquisitions. I'm not a fan of the bet the farm acquisition. It's not how I roll. I'm more conservative by nature. But I've seen so many people do this, take on big debt. Debt acquisition doesn't perform well, and now you've got a disaster. So again, there's this incentive in private equity companies, and it's sort of very bifurcated. On one hand, you are incented as a CEO, project big, because this is going to lead to a better valuation when you're taking some money off the table. But the flip side is, if you project too big, when you miss earnings, when things go poorly, it's almost like a private equity company. Somebody once described to me, the seventh level of hell is being in a private equity funded company that goes in the wrong direction as a CEO. And I don't know if that's exactly true. I've not been to hell. I've been fortunate not to be in that situation as a leader. I've been an advisor in some companies that haven't gone as well as they should, but generally have avoided that fate. But I love the analysis. And the concept is, you don't want to sandbag earnings, but you also, there's very little upside to overprojecting. And we could talk about this on and on and on. I'm appreciative of the question, and thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Again, this podcast is really for the CEO of private equity funded companies and for the CEOs of startups. Thank you so much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast.